October 31st is like the ultimate day. It starts, it's like Christians, Easter and Christmas all rolled in together. The celebration usually starts at dusk and goes on. The golden hour is 11 p.m. to midnight. It's when the most demonic forces are out and about and active. People should not participate in any way, shape, or form because you are worshiping the devil. There is no two ways about it. I mean, he's real happy that Christians allow their kids to serve him one night of the year. I mean,
he's pretty happy about that.
Halloween is routinely celebrated by millions of people all over the world. Adults and children dress up as their favorite characters, and everything spooky is celebrated for one day. People see Halloween Day as just a fun night of trick-or-treating for children and partying for adults. What's interesting is that although many people celebrate Halloween, most don't know the true origins of the holiday. Halloween actually has a dark pagan past that most people don't know nothing about. By celebrating Halloween, you are blindly participating in a pagan ritual tradition without your knowledge. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the dark truth about Halloween. Let's get right into it. If you were to ask 8 out of 10 people, they most likely wouldn't be able to tell you why we celebrate Halloween, or even when we started celebrating it. Most people just blindly participate in a holiday they truly know nothing about. The reason this happens is because over hundreds of years, people have forgotten why Halloween was truly celebrated. While today, kids and adults just see Halloween as a fun day to dress up and party, they don't realize that to others, Halloween is much more than just costumes, parties, and candy. Halloween is actually one of the most important holidays for those who worship the devil. While most people who celebrate Halloween don't worship the devil, they are unknowingly celebrating the devil on Halloween night. This is something that the founder of the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, said out of his own mouth, being quoted saying, "I'm glad that Christian parents let their children worship the devil at least one night out of the year." The reason Anton LaVey stated this is because he knows what Halloween is truly about. He knows Halloween's connections to paganism and the occult. To occultists, Halloween is the most important holiday of the year. No matter what occult group it is, Halloween is a day they believe holds the most spiritual power that they can tap into. On Halloween night, while kids are running around trick-or-treating, occultists all over the world are practicing all forms of ritual magic. The entire day is one giant ritual that the masses blindly participate in. Halloween is not about candy. It's about serving pagan gods by performing rituals and sacrifices. This is something all occultists are well aware of. In fact, several occultists who have converted to Christianity warn against celebrating Halloween as it might expose you to unwanted spirits. The former Satanist John Ramirez explained why you shouldn't celebrate Halloween in this interview, stating that it's a day directly connected to the devil.
About where you were in relation to Satanism and worshiping the devil.
At 25 years, 8 years old, boy, little boy, 8 years old, theme church. I learned being trained by high-ranked devil worship with warlock and spiritual witches, turning me to know how to take over territory, demonic contract, different demon territory, demon principalities, first, second heaven. I was being trained all the way to the age of 35, so I sold to the devil, got married in Halloween, had a demonic wedding in Halloween. I baptized my daughter to the dark side at the age of 11. So that was my whole entire life. I mean, I breathed, ate, and slept witchcraft. Wow. Astral projecting. I would astral project over region, leave my body, astral project, curse the region. Because I can curse the region, I can capture the people.
Knowing what you came from and what you used to do, you're pretty discouraged that you see Christians celebrating Halloween. Why?
I don't know how you can cheat on God. I don't know how you can cheat on the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't see Satan is coming on Good Friday and coming hanging out with us, right? You know, I come out in Halloween and had a demonic wedding. Why would you put your kids, your family, why would you put your purpose, your destiny, why would you put your whole eternity in a demonic altar?
People say it's just fun, candy, kids are having costumes on. But you say it's much more.
The candy, you know, I never shared this before, but this candy, people from different walks of life pray over these candies, witchcraft, they pray over the candies. You knock on people's door, you don't know the person that you knock on, know she's a witch, okay? You don't know she's a witch, she's doing Wicca, she's practicing New Age, and you knock on her door, and you come in legal rights of this witch or this wall, or this person's practicing this stuff, giving you this kind of candy. Now you're taking that stuff home, you put that stuff into your body, mm-hmm. Amen? And on top of that, I'm Tom Levine, said, out of his mouth, you know, he was the ruler of the Church of Satan, mm-hmm. Right? Out of his mouth, he said, I want to thank every Christian parent for allowing their child to celebrate Halloween one time a year, the devil's holiday. Why would you bring that kind of curse into your house and curse your family for 3 to 4 generations?
Wow.
So when your kids is five and think it's cool, you dress them up. You put this costume on Halloween, the birthright of Halloween. You're changing your kid's identity. The purpose of the destiny has been canceled. It lets you renounce it and bring it back. That is the trick of the devil.
As you heard for yourself, John Ramirez claims that Halloween is not what most people think, explaining how occultists use Halloween to perform all types of satanic rituals. This is the same thing another former witch stated in a different show. Jenny Weaver explains, just like John, that Halloween is a holiday for witches and occultists.
I have to ask you, what does witchcraft have to do with Halloween? Halloween is just trick or treat, children having fun, costume parties, Christians and non-Christians alike celebrating. Christians can say, we don't think anything about the bad things from Halloween. But let's start out for basics. What is Halloween?
Well, Halloween is a celebration of dead. And it started out with Celtic Druids years and years and years and years ago. This whole entire holiday or day was created to summons up the god of the dead. And they would basically call on the people who had passed on, who were in the graves, for their spirits to come and roam through the earth on this day that they believed that there was a veil that was thin crossing over from summer into the next month. They believed that that veil was thin going into the next season. So because the veil was thin between the spirit world and the earth world, that the two could collide. And so that's what they wanted. It was all steeped in witchcraft. It was all steeped in communicating with the dead. That's the original root and origin of this holiday. So much so that they believed that this happened and they felt this happening, that they would disguise themselves in costumes so that these spirits that were roaming around the earth on this day, they wouldn't try to take vengeance out on them as a human. The spirits would see them dressed up as a ghost, and they would pass the human by and go to the next one. And so that's where we incorporate costumes and dressing up. That's why a lot of times when you see costumes, although you see nice angels and these, but most of them are scary. They are horrific. The ghouls and goblins and all the things that bring fear.
Do you think, or no, I'm just curious, do witches use Halloween as a point of contact to either recruit people or harm people?
Yes, absolutely. Now, I will tell you this. This is a day that witches and Satanists look forward to, like Christians look forward to Resurrection Sunday or Christmas, celebrating Jesus. This is a holiday that people are witches, Satanists, people that are doing sorcery and magic, they are on high alert. They will rest all that whole week so that that night they can be up throughout the night practicing spells, the craft, even roaming around. You notice that if you look at statistics, that night, there's more kidnappings, there's more people going missing, there's more crime, there's more murders that happen. That night is like the devil's play.
As you heard for yourself, these former occultists both explain why Halloween shouldn't be celebrated. It's a day of great importance to those who worship pagan gods. If you're asking how is this possible and why isn't this more commonly known, well, we have to go back to the origins of Halloween in order to be able to understand all that. The origins of Halloween are far more sinister than just fun costumes and candy. In reality, it was originally a pagan festival called Samhain. Samhain is an ancient pagan festival that was celebrated by the Celtics during Halloween. The Samhain festival traditionally marked the first day of the Celtic year on October 31st. The Celtic calendar is divided into two seasons, the dark half and the light half, and Halloween marks the beginning of the dark half. The Celtics believe that on October 31st, the god Arwen, who was considered the lord of the dead, would rise with the spirits and cause destruction by destroying crops and bringing cold, dark winters. They also worshipped a god called Cromcruach, who was a fertility god that the pagans often made human sacrifices to. To appease these gods, the pagans were known to dress in frightening costumes that resembled the spirits to blend in or scare away the spirits. The Celtics were also known to build altars and make food offerings. The kids would be dressed as demonic spirits and would be sent door to door saying ritual verses in exchange for food offerings for the god, just like the children do today during Halloween. But more on that later. Samhain was believed to be a day where the spiritual world was set free and roamed the earth to cause destruction. A day of darkness and the literal worship of death. So how did a festival like Samhain evolve into the Halloween we celebrate today? Well, it all goes back to the biblical times, right before the Romans claimed to have abandoned paganism for Christianity. After the resurrection of Jesus, the Romans knew that things were going to soon be changing. This is when in 313 AD, a Roman emperor by the name of Constantine the Great claimed that he had a vision from the heavens convincing him to turn to Christianity. He claimed that the Christian God told him he was going to protect them in the Milvian battle that was going on at the time. Constantine's army would go on to win the battle, and the emperor gave the credit to God for the victory. After the war, Constantine became an advocate for Christianity and even played a role in legalizing it as a religion in Rome. He would become the first Roman emperor to claim to be a Christian. Now, knowing the Romans played a part in the crucifixion of Christ, this was truly strange. After this took place, Constantine helped establish the Roman Catholic Church, and he convinced the Roman Empire to convert to Christianity. The main problem with this is, Constantine was a devout pagan who worshipped the Roman gods the entire time. He was known to sacrifice and perform rituals in honor of the gods. So did he really convert to Christianity? Well, not exactly. Scholars believe that Constantine's conversion to Christianity was politically motivated and he never truly converted. But still, Constantine's conversion is what led to the creation of the Roman Catholic Church. What most people don't know is that the Romans created the Catholic Church to be able to capitalize off the rise of Christian beliefs in order to preserve their pagan traditions. Constantine never converted to Christianity. What he did was create a plan that would allow the Roman spiritual beliefs to live on in the New World. The Catholic Church was originally created as a front for Roman pagan god worship. The Romans kept their pagan beliefs and intertwined them with Christian beliefs. They would even introduce a form of pagan god worship into Christianity by adding saints to the Catholic religion. They also converted many pagan festivals and rituals into Catholic holidays like Christmas, which was previously Saturnalia, and Halloween, which like I said was Samhain. The Romans adopted Samhain from the Celtics, and when the Romans quote-unquote converted to Christianity, Samhain became All Saints Day or Hallows Day. All Saints Day was started in 609 AD by Pope Boniface in Rome. All Saints Day was introduced as a Christian holiday that was supposed to celebrate the Virgin Mary, but this was just a disguise for Samhain. The Romans disguised their pagan holiday as a new Christian holiday. As I mentioned earlier, Samhain was celebrated by the pagans by wearing costumes and making food offerings to the gods. On All Hallows Day, the people would wear costumes to fight off vengeful spirits that were free on Halloween night. The kids went door to door gathering soul cakes that people would give out in exchange for prayers. These soul cakes were seen as offerings that could set the souls free from purgatory. Just like people do with pumpkins today, turnips were lit up with candles to keep the evil spirits away. Even though the holiday had changed, they were still following pagan traditions as they still made offerings to the spirits. All the Romans did was disguise their pagan festival with Christianity. All the same activities that took place on Samhain took place on All Saints Day, which evolved and became modern day Halloween. The Romans made sacrifices to these gods of death for their blessings on Halloween, and people are blindly celebrating this today. Halloween in America is one of the most celebrated and profitable holidays. Every year, stores all over the country open up for just a month to sell Halloween costumes and decoration. In 2024, it's expected that billions of dollars worth of Halloween costumes and decorations will be sold. This goes to show just how important Halloween has become to our society. Similar to the pagans, people dress up in scary costumes to keep the spirits at bay and decorate their houses to align themselves with the god of death. The Romans did with Samhain like they did with many other holidays, modified it so the masses wouldn't know what they were truly participating in. Halloween was a day to celebrate death and darkness. They literally made sacrifices to the gods and were known to drink blood alongside other disturbing rituals. While people think they're celebrating Halloween, they're really celebrating Samhain. The month of October has become a month of preparing for the satanic festivals on October 31st. Movies and shows are all made for this month to honor the demonic energy when it's at its strongest, when the whole world is praising the spirits of darkness. Many people have seen the movie Halloween, which features the almost unstoppable Michael Myers, who goes around causing chaos on Halloween night. What many people don't know is that Michael Myers is actually possessed by the god of death, who forces him to make ritual offerings every year during Samhain, which we now know as Halloween. The backstory of Michael Myers goes all the way back to the time of the Druids and the Code of Thorn. The Code of Thorn was a code of Druids who were being terrorized by the God of Death. The God would destroy their village and the people every year during Samhain. In order to appease the demon, the cult would place a curse on a child in the village, and that child would be forced to ritually sacrifice their entire family to the God of Death in return, sparing the town. We see more examples of Samhain in the American Horror Story franchise. The writers of American Horror Story's first season also depict the souls of the house being able to walk free on Halloween night, allowing them to cause havoc in their own town, similar to what is believed to happen on Samhain. While most people celebrate the modern version of Halloween, there's still many in the dark who celebrate the day as Samhain. Witches still to this day practice rituals and sacrifices on the night of Halloween when they believe the gates of the spirit world are open. Witches perform all types of demonic rituals and offerings to appease their gods of death. In my opinion, Halloween was simply created to blindly manipulate people who were turning to Christ to participate in pagan spirit worship. Millions of people celebrate the Day of the Dead without even knowing what they're truly celebrating. You're giving your worship to the God of Death. I'm not at all telling anyone not to celebrate Halloween, because that's not my place. We must all choose our own paths. I simply want to inform people to help them see the truth on why such a holiday even exists. There's a reason why they want people wearing costumes. There's a reason why they want kids going door to door. There's a reason why evil is embraced on that day. And there's a reason why the costumes and decor become more and more demonic and gruesome. Well, that's it for this video. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.